This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena, kia ora. What's up?
I am excited about this anniversary album. How was your weekend?
It was all right, actually. Nice. Had a nice weekend.
Nice.
Yes, and we're going to keep it rolling with a bit of an 80s classic today, going back to 1989. And we're looking at the B-52's Cosmic Thing, which is turning 20. No, 30. What am I saying?
Yeah, 30.
30. Sorry, excuse me.
It's the same age as me.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
So this is their fifth studio album, and obviously American New Wave band.
Mm.
And they were formed in Athens, in Georgia, in 1976. And the story goes, it's an interesting story how they apparently formed. The siblings in the band, Cindy and Ricky Wilson, met Kate Pearson, Keith Strickland, and Fred Schneider, and they held an impromptu jam session at a Chinese restaurant after sharing a flaming volcano drink together.
That's really lovely.
That is a lovely story, eh?
I want to know what that tastes like.
Well, you know, it's one of those big sharing sort of cocktail things that everyone has a straw and they all, you know, take a sip from.
Oh,
et cetera. Have you ever done that before?
No. I mean, I've shared drinks, but in a different context.
Yes. But that's how they formed, apparently. And after that, they were like, let's keep playing music together. Why not?
Spit siblings.
Exactly. And they named themselves the B-52s after a beehive hairstyle that was in the shape of the nose of the very famous aeroplane, the B-52, of course.
Yes.
And for the next few years, in the late 70s and into the early 80s, they were right at the center of the pop end of the American new wave scene. Obviously, they had big hits like Rock Lobster, and they really did very well out of the MTV rise during the 80s. Very well-made music videos, quite a visual band, that kind of thing. However, in 1985, sadly, Ricky Wilson actually died. Unfortunately, he died of AIDS, and this absolutely shattered the group, and they ended up taking a hiatus from music altogether, actually. They were kind of out of it for 3 or 4 years. And with this event, their popularity was actually in decline as well, so no one really knew if they were going to come back. But in 1988, they decided to get back together and they began writing new songs. And the members basically described this as a bit of a healing process for their situation. And it quickly then became the sessions for this album, Cosmic Thing, which would be their first album in 3 years. And the group actually brought in Nile Rodgers from Chic, of course. He would produce this record, and he was one of the hot pop producers of the 1980s. Very much in demand, and he helped them craft this more kind of slicker, commercial sounding pop sound compared to some of their other more quirkier material. So we're going to start with track number 6 and the 4th single from the record. It's called Rome. It reached number 3 in the Billboard charts, and it also reached number 2 in New Zealand, and it was a big radio hit for the group and earned them a Grammy nomination, actually, for Best Pop Vocal Performance by a group. So there you go.
Oh,
the world of love. So yeah, we're doing the B-52s for anniversary albums with Sam Smith. We got a couple of ticks in.
Damn.
Thanks
right.
for wishing me happy birthday, listener. Also, I saw the B-52s at 91 at the Wellington Town Hall. We were right at the front, almost high-fived Kate Pearson.
Good.
Cool. I held out my hand, but she missed.
Oh,
that's
when
even
that happens,
better.
Hey,
hey, hey.
That's very human thing to do, human error.
So, the next track we're going to play is a bit of a deeper non-single album cut from the record. It's called Dry County. This one has more of that quirky B-52s sort of new wavy poppy sound. And a fun fact actually about this record and about the band, they actually finished the world tour for this record in New Zealand. In September 1990. So you might, the person who texted in might have even gone to the 1990 show because they were here. They finished their tour. They played Christchurch, Wellington, and they finished their tour in Auckland, actually, at the Supertop. Do you remember the Supertop?
Yes, I do remember the Supertop.
At Mount Smart Stadium?
Where is the Supertop?
They took it down.
Yeah, but, like, where is it? Like, I want to know where it is.
Oh, where it is actually now?
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. Does anyone know where the Supertop is?
Yeah, can you find the Supertop?
Because it was this massive, massive, like, circus tent.
Yeah, it was bigger than life.
It was huge. Itself. It was huge.
And it hosted some stank-ass boiler room parties.
Yes, yes, very famous.
Very I saw famous. Destiny's Child there.
Really? Yes. That is freaking amazing.
That was pretty cool.
Okay, so yeah, let's play Dry County.
Thank you.
So we found where the super top is.
The great quest to find the super top.
So someone digs it in, and we had to fact check it. The super top is rolled up, sitting behind a factory in Penrose. The guy bought it for $1. Well, in fact,
A quick Google search
revealed
told
us
he actually bought it for $10, so not far off. But yeah, it cost him $20,000 to remove it from the site.
Outrageous.
And apparently, it originally cost $550,000. So a bit of a bargain.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but there you go.
Yes.
If anyone knows the person who owns the super top, get in touch and tell them to put it up again.
Oh, by the way, Katie Pearson has a cool RV motel near Joshua Tree.
Really?
So is Joshua Tree where Graham Parsons is
yes.
buried?
Yes. Oh, no, I think he died there.
No, he didn't die there.
Do they bury him there?
His parents wanted him to be buried somewhere else, and then his friends
stole his body
and tried to cremate him, but didn't realize that it takes more than just like some kindling to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I think it was the Joshua Tree.
It was like this awkward kind of like trying to do something, but then also not really doing it.
And that's a massive desert in California.
Yeah.
Where all those weird plants grow.
Yes.
They're called Joshua trees.
Joshua tree. Okay. Well, sweet. If you're ever making it over there, you should try and check out this RV motel.
Oh, cool. Okay,
yes.
So let's talk about how this album was received, shall
yes.
we? Well, it was a massive commercial success for the group, as viewed as a comeback album for them. It reached number 4 in the United States, number 1 in New Zealand, and would become their most successful album. And it managed to cross over, it had lots of crossover success. So it got a lot of play on college radio, so stations like 95BFM. So connected with the young people in that regard. But it also got played on pop and rock radio as well. So it reached quite a diverse range of people, a younger audience, a more mature audience. And it actually went on to become the 9th best-selling album of 1989, going 4 times platinum. And in the process, it helped cement the B-52s as one of the best new wave bands of the 1980s. And show that they could still reel out those classic pop banging tunes. And since this record's came out, they've gone on to release 2 more albums, and they continue to tour to this day. They're now in their 43rd year as a band, and they're riding that 1980s nostalgia gravy train all the way around the world.
Fantastic.
I think they've come to New Zealand in recent times. A lot of 80s bands seem to be very popular right now.
Yeah, they do.
In New Zealand. Like, we've got that show with Rick Astley and
Aha
coming.
That is coming.
You know, they like playing at vineyards, I've noticed, these people.
Well, I mean, why not? Get wasted.
Indeed.
All right.
So, let's finish with, a classic.
I mean, don't get wasted. Drink responsibly.
True. This is a
at a vineyard.
This is a classic track. Arguably their biggest ever song. Everyone knows it. It's an 80s staple. It's a karaoke staple. It's Love Shack, of course.
It's a RuPaul debut.
Exactly, yes. And it's number 1 hit in New Zealand, number 3 in the United States. And Rolling Stone magazine named it the Song of the Year for 1989. And also won the MTV Video Award the same year for Best Video by a Group. So there you go.
Wow. Thank you very much. It's all about the love after all. Thank you very much for coming in, Sam Smith.
My pleasure.
And cool. Here we go.
Rest in peace, the super top.
Yeah, R.I.P. Or put it up, maybe.
Put it up. Resurrect.
Yeah. Resurrection.
happy anniversary to that album. Happy anniversary.